do you feel let down by the players?
No, I wouldn't go as far as let down. Listen, we win, we draw, we lose together as a group. That's always my mantra, and I mean that. These same players were outstanding at Welling with 10 men for an hour, 10 days ago. Not even 10 days ago. And second half Saturday, they were outstanding. So it's not about letting me down. If anything, you let yourself down with your performance. It's not, I don't know, as a player myself, when I left the pitch, I knew if I played well or not. And if we didn't win, I'd feel responsible because that was me as a character. And I think we've got to do more. Listen, I can't emphasise that enough. I think tonight, that's the biggest disappointment for me is the performance. Forgetting the result, to be fair. Just the performance. You're not going to win any game of football against anyone with that performance. If we perform like against Harrow Saturday, we'll lose. We will, without a doubt.
One point from these two home games, it was the great opportunity to close the gap at the top, wasn't it? And do you feel it's just passed you by and that you haven't quite guessed what was in front of you?
Yeah, we could have got mobbed. We could have won Saturday, really, to be fair. We lost. It's part of football. Listen, we need to bounce back and show some character. Exactly what we didn't do tonight. I think we need to see them moving forward. I think, I don't know what the points is. Is it 10 points made ahead of us? Yeah, it's November. And we were 17 points clear this stage last year. I'm not too worried about that. I'm more worried about the performance. I think we're not going to get any points performing like that, especially second half. And that needs to be sorted out ASAP to get some points on the board.
It's a strange thing to say, but is it confidence almost that didn't really appear to be there second half?
It looked like it, yeah. Can't deny that. I don't see why. Because, I mean, Saturday we were confident. You know, it's 2-2 here and without getting the goal, we were flying, to be fair. Playing some great football, creating chances, little flicks, little combination play, which is quick and good and real intent in what we were doing. And tonight there was no intent in what we were doing in the second half. There was no... It was just a real, real sloppy, almost lazy performance, which is not acceptable.
It's quite a statement from yourself to say it's the worst 45 minutes.
I'm as honest as a day as long. When we play well, and when I say performance, that's me included, all of us. We're all in this together, like I said. But I'm really disappointed with the performance, because it's not what I expect to see from us as a group. It's not how we train, it's not how we've performed at all in 18 months. And to see it tonight, off the back of the defeat Saturday, surprised me. And listen, we look to move forward now. I know I've got a great bunch of players in there, and they are honest lads, and they do work hard. And we've let ourselves down tonight, and we need to bounce back on Saturday and put the performance on.
Is the trophy game coming at a good time for you to get these two out of the system?
I hope so. Anyone we play, hopefully, will be a good time to get out of the system.
And striker-wise, are you worried about the kids up top, not with the lack of goals of late? You've got obviously McQueen.
I think Keds assists a lot of goals, and he works hard. Charlie one time did okay, to be fair to him. He had a couple of good touches when he came on. No, I'm not worried. Keds will always win with his goals. He's never been a prolific goal scorer. He will always get a good number of goals there.